Hello, everybody. Welcome to this podcast. You're with me, Grace.
And me, Edgar.
Today, we're going to be looking at important phrases for riding taxi in Thailand.
Yeah, so before we get started, don't forget that you can follow along with our PDF by going to patreon.com/polyglotgrace. And there we'll have all the example sentences and words that we use in this episode.
Have you ever gotten on a taxi in Thailand?
Yeah, a few times actually. Especially from the airport to where I was going to stay every time that I would come to Thailand. And I know that you always have to make sure that they use the meter.
You can say, กดมิเตอร์ด้วยค่ะ. So press the meter, please. Or ใช้มิเตอร์ด้วยค่ะ.
ใช้มิเตอร์ด้วยครับ.
Use the meter.God is to praise, Thai is to use.
Yeah, because I heard that if they want to give you a flat rate, you'll always come out losing. So always ask, Thai meter doi krap? That way they turn on the meter.
And if they don't turn on the meter, you can always find another taxi. Or actually, Thai people, these days we have Grab, an application like an Uber.So you can download the Grab and you see the taxi fare up front. So you don't have to get tricked or have to argue with the taxi driver.
Yeah, good advice. Okay, so let's get started with some phrases you should know when taking a taxi in Thailand.
How do you say to call a taxi? To call, what is that?
Riak.
Very good. Actually, when you call somebody on phone, it's a different word.It's โทรหา somebody like โทรหา พ่อ call my daddy โทรหา แม่ call my mom but to call somebody like hey like you know shouting and like waving your hand is เรียก
yeah so calling a taxi is เรียก taxi
yes it's always เรียก taxi so you got on the taxi and now you want to get the attentionfrom the taxi driver, you can call him P, brother, an older brother. If you guys are kind of the same age, it's fine to say P. If you're younger, you can definitely say P, call him P. But if you're a lot older than that person, maybe you can say Kun, you, very polite. The next word is to go.
To go is by.
How do you say, go to Pattaya? Say, I want to go to Pattaya.
Yak bai Pattaya.
Yak bai Pattaya. Can you ask how much?
Thao lai.
Around how much?
Praman thao lai.
Very good. Praman is like approximately.
Yeah.
All right, now the taxi start moving. And you want to tell him to go straight.
Trong bai.
Trong bai. Turn right.
To turn is liao, so turn right, liao khua.
Turn left.
Liao sai.
Very good, liao sai. What is a U-turn?
Glap lot.
Very good.
Glap means to go back.
Rot is your car.
Yeah, so U-turn is glap rot.
But it is very common to say U-turn as well. Mm. I think both are common. You can say,พี่คะ U-turn ตรงนี้ is here พี่คะ U-turn ตรงนี้ค่ะ Hey please do a U-turn here How do you say to take the highway
ขึ้นทางด่วน
In Thai we use the word to go up So let's go up the highway ขึ้น is to go up ทางด่วน is highway So ทาง is away ด่วน is like
Fast,
quick.
Rushed,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now can you tell a taxi, hey, can you please use the highway?
ขึ้นทางด่วนได้ไหมครับ?
พี่ครับ. ขึ้นทางด่วนได้ไหมครับ? หรือว่าคุณ. ขึ้นทางด่วนได้ไหมครับ? Can you take the highway? ได้ไหมครับ? Can you? What about to park or to stop?
The word for park or to stop the car is จอด.
dot. What about stop here?
저 티니 or 저 드롱니.
저 티니, 저 드롱니. What about 저 in front of that building?
저 나 득 난.
득 is a building. 난 is that. 저 나 득 난. You can switch the word. Let's say let's park in front of the door.
저 나 프라투.
저 나 프라투. Park in front of the house.
저 나 반.
What about if you want to tell the taxi to wait for you a little bit? Let's say you want to stop by 7-Eleven and buy something and please wait.
รอแป๊บนึงนะครับ
รอแป๊บนึงนะครับ This is very colloquial, but used so often. แป๊บนึง is like, short moment.
Only for like time.
รอ to wait. รอแป๊บนึงนะคะ รอแป๊บนึงนะครับ How do you say wait 5 minutes, please?
รอ5นาที
รอ5นาทีนะคะ รอ5นาทีนะครับ How do you say wait in front of the building?
รอ หน้า ตึก
รอ to wait หน้า ตึก in front of the building.
Yeah, what about wait behind the building?
รอ หลัง ตึก หลัง is behind. What about wait at the side of the building?
รอ ข้าง ข้าง ตึก
Very good. รอ ข้าง ข้าง ตึก รอ ข้าง ตึกAll right, now you've been in a taxi for, let's say, 45 minutes, and you want to ask if you have arrived already.
ถึงหรือยังครับ
ถึงหรือยังครับ ถึง is to arrive. หรือยัง is or yet. Or yet is very common. How do you say, have you eaten yet?
กินหรือยัง
Have you turned right yet?
เลี้ยวขวาหรือยัง
Now you want to ask that taxi, where are we?
เราอยู่ที่ไหนครับ
We are where? เราอยู่ We are located, yeah? อยู่ที่ไหน Where? What about he's speeding up and you want to tell him to slow down?
ขับช้าๆหน่อยครับ
ขับช้าๆหน่อยครับขับ is to drive. ช้าๆ slowly.Noi krab is like, please. You don't have to put noi in there, but it's almost like you're not saying please. Khap cha cha, khap cha cha is fine. But khap cha cha noi is please drive slowly. What about please drive quickly because I'm late for the meeting.
Khap reo reo noi krab.
Very good. Khap leo leo noi krab. Khap leo leo.
Before we end this podcast, let's learn some more important vocabulary.Regarding driving and being on the road. How would you say the green light in Thai?
Phai kiao. Phai meaning light. Kiao green.
Red light.
Phai dang. Dang. Yellow light is phai leung.
How would you say the intersection?
Actually it depends on how many. Let's say it's 4-way intersection. Si yak.And if it's 3-way intersection, it's 3 yak. So 3 is 3, C is 4. Yak is like a separation. So 3 yak or C yak.
What about if you want the taxi to stay on the left side? What would you say?
The verb that we use to stay like close is chit. Chit sai means to stick to the left side.Or like pull off to the left side. Chit kwa is to stick to the right side.
Yeah.
Pi kha, pi kha. Chit sai dong ni kha. Hey, hey, hey. Stick to the left side here.
How would you say straight road?
Thang drong.
How would you say be careful of the curve?
Ra wang is to be careful.ระวังทางโค้ง Be careful of the curve. ทางโค้ง
Literally the curved
way.
Way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like the opposite of ทางตรง. Like the straight way. Tangkong is the curved way. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And I hope you guys learn a lot. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.